perfect timing. All right. So it's of course a Ken Braverman podcast. Mm-hmm. So last year, let me give some pretext to this. Last year, and I've recorded about this and I have pods about this. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy die on 66.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He almost T-boned a car that came out of the, not me, a different car.
Out of here?
No,
like Clifton. He was a little down the way.
But I have to interview him because it was amazing how he didn't go head first into the car. You were like airborne almost.
Guardian Angel was on the back.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway. Yeah, so a year ago, so I'm getting on 66 by the Fairfax County Parkway going to 28.
Right.
So I'm just on the right lane because I'm going westbound and I just got on to get off. Two mm-hmm. bikers are racing.
Mm-hmm.
100 miles an hour. One of them blows the back tire.
Ooh.
So he goes to get over, it's kind of like downhill,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to get over and he just does not realize that he has like no turning ability or something. He was upright and he just went straight into the guardrail head first, airborne, like 20 feet from my car. So when I was following you and I'm like, yeah, I don't mind that you take it to the speed limit because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Sure enough, 5 minutes ago, somebody in an SUV comes left out of your right. I think they were in the entrance, not the exit of that mm-hmm. driveway. There's two areas for that.
Yeah.
And they didn't see you or whatever.
Mm-mm.
You hit the brakes. Tell me what happened.
So, hit the brakes. I immediately felt the rear wheel lock uh-huh. up and started to skid sideways.
Uh-huh. It went airborne, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, it did, because I was like 20 feet behind you.
And so after that, I kind of... Like, the car managed to move just enough out of my way, and I was, like, kind of sideways, and I realized, like, I do not want to be sliding, like, you know.
Was it, like, a brown-haired woman driving that car? Did you even see, did you make eye contact with her, or you were just staring at your bike?
I saw the white SUV more than the driver.
Uh-huh.
So, I, like, let up on the back brake to, and that got my wheel, like, sort of snapped back. Like in the proper direction, and the bike stands up, so I'm, you know, now doing this,
yeah,
trying to like squeak around the car.
Oh my god. Yeah. And she just kept going. She didn't even stop. She moved, but she was moving. I don't think she ever even saw you.
Oh,
people don't
geez.
See bikers. How old are you, man?
23.
Dude.
And I gotta say, this is honestly the first like close call.
Uh-huh. I was about to say. Good that you take it the speed limit. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go the speed that I go, I would have T-boned that bitch. I would not have been able to stop my car. She probably would have seen me. People don't
right.
see bikers. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. You have to assume you're invisible.
Yeah. I mean, I mostly do. But...
That was amazing because had you bailed,
mm-hmm.
you would have maybe gone under her car, got run over.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to go head first into the back of her car.
I
was expecting that when I saw her pull out. I was like, oh my God, this is happening again.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God. And that was, I was already hitting the brakes. That's, did you hear me honk the horn? Did you hear the horn?
No.
You were in the moment.
I couldn't hear it over the squealing of my back tire.
I horned after you already got control back, essentially. I was
yeah.
like, oh my God, what the fuck? I was like, how did you do that, woman? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's impressive, dude.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I'm going to take a picture of this bike and then I'm going to be on my way.
Mm-hmm.
But that was